I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. All right. I'm really excited about this because we're going to be talking about e-commerce. And that's something that I have been involved with for a really, really long time. I launched Cart 66 like over 10 years ago and have been operating that platform for a long time, working with a bunch of different people, doing a lot of different stuff. So what I wanted to do today is come on and talk about all the different e-commerce options that are available today in 2019. Because when I created Cart 66, like 11 or 12 years ago, like a long time, like WordPress was just coming out of its infancy at the time. And there weren't any other e-commerce options out there at the time. There's like maybe two or three. And now there's like, you know, almost an uncountable number of ways to sell things and take payments online with WordPress. And so so I wanted to come and talk about a lot of different things. Like, what are the different options that are available? When do you use one versus the other? Why did I build Cart 66? Why do we keep running Cart 66? What are the differences between what we've got going on with our platform versus other people's platforms? So that you can then decide, well, what's going to be, you know, the best choice for your next project or maybe even your own site to start, you know, bringing in recurring payments or bringing in, you know, some form of e-commerce into the mix with regard to your business or your clients' businesses. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And so let's kind of dive right into it. So there's a bunch of different ways, obviously, to do everything when it comes to e-commerce and WordPress now. So I want to just like right out of the gate state that neither Cart 66 nor WooCommerce nor Easy Digital Downloads or any of the other platforms, none of them really hold the exclusive feature set that enables them to do things that other things can't do, generally speaking. Like almost everything that we're going to talk about, you can do, you know, you can do in multiple different ways. So there's lots of different means of achieving the same outcome. It just comes down to a couple of things. Like, how much fuss do you want to go through to put it all together? How much expense do you want to go through in the mix? And you know, what's the real goal? Like, what's the actual use case so that you can pick the right solution? So for example, there, like when I put Cart 66 together, like 11 or 12, I mean, it's over 10 years ago. I did it with a couple of things in mind. And so what I want to do right now is I want to talk to you about the origins of Cart 66, why I put it together the way that I did, and like what kind of scenarios would be really effective for it. And then compare that to, well, what if you wanted to use WooCommerce, or what's a better solution that, you know, like when is WooCommerce the better solution, or maybe when is Easy Digital Downloads a better solution, or whatever. So I put Cart 66 together for the explicit purpose of managing about, you know, 80% of most people's, you know, scenarios that they want to cover. Fully aware that there is, you know, at least 20% of scenarios where it's just not a good fit. It's just not designed for that, because e-commerce is so complicated. There's so many different things that you can do that it's impossible to build an easy to use system that can do all of the things. So what happened was, I just had started working from home. I had this contract. I was doing bioterrorism surveillance with the government. And for a part of that time, I was able to work from home. And we were having our first baby was getting born and everything. And I had the situation where the office was just getting too noisy. It was just getting too loud in the house to be able to effectively work. And so I was like, well, what do I do? And I was like, do I get an office external from the house? You know, do I, you know, what do I do? What can be done? It's too loud. So I thought, well, what I should do is I should get some noise cancellation headphones so that I could wear the headphones and, you know, continue to work in the house without, you know, without all the noise and everything. So I went around the internet and I found all these different, I bought the Bose and the Sennheisers and the Audio Technica. I was buying all these headphones. And then I stumbled upon this guy's website. His name is Johnny. He lives out in Missouri. He's a drummer in a band, and he had invented some noise cancellation headphones. And it was really interesting because they weren't the, you know, they weren't the snazziest, coolest looking headphones. They're kind of bulky and big, But he had taken like the ear cups that you would use if you were gonna like, you know, do something really loud, like run a chainsaw or something. And into those ear cups, he built these really high quality like studio speakers. And his reason for doing it was he wanted to be able to wear the headphones, turn the music up to a reasonable level so that he could still play the drums while also hearing his band without having to crank the volume up so loud that he blows his eardrums out. So like his need for the noise reduction was playing the drums is really loud. And, you know, normally to overcome that, you just kind of crank the volume up and, you know, overcome it. And so he wanted to say, well, I don't want to crank the volume up so loud. What can I do? And he built these headphones. And so so then I almost didn't buy him. I almost did not buy his headphones because his website was a disaster. It was such a mess. It was like one of these like twinkly star like websites and everything. But I did. I bought them and I got them and I started using them and comparing them to the other headphones I had available at the time. And like his were fantastic. Like his blocked more sound and did more of what I wanted than any of the other headphones, even the fancy name brands. So I reached out to John. I'm like, hey, John. Well, you know, I almost didn't buy these headphones because your site's such a mess. Can we, you know, can I build a better website for you, basically? And then he said, well, you know what? And this is like back in 2005, maybe. I mean, it was a long time ago. And he's like, well, at the time, like he didn't really care too much about, you know, his website because he was, you know, almost all of his headphones were either getting sold from like, you know, different retail packages or whatever, like actual stores or something. And like music catalogs was the big thing for him, like actual, like I think paper catalogs. And so some people would kind of order them through the mail. And so he wasn't really doing a whole lot of e-commerce at the time. So he said, well, I don't really need a new website, but if you want to build a website, then, you know, I'll sell you these headphones at wholesale and then you can just, you know, buy them from me and then, you know, resell them through your own site. And so that's what we did. And so then I was now thinking, well, what am I going to do to sell these headphones? Because I have a couple specific needs with regard to putting a site together for this. The first thing was I only had one product. It was the headphones. And it only came you can get them in black or you can get them in white. And the cord, it was a wired set of headphones. The cord came in two different lengths. I think it was like a 6-foot cord and then like a long cord, like a 15 or 20-foot cord. So that was it. So you could get black or white, long cord, short cord, one set of headphones, that's it. And that was really different from the e-commerce solutions that were available at the time, which was, you know, I think WP e-commerce was around and maybe Shop, S-H-O-P-P were the two platforms that were around at the time. And both of them were designed in such a way that they were assuming you were kind of building an Amazon style site, like that you were going to have like a catalog of products and that maybe you would want to sort them by price or maybe, you know, group them into different categories and maybe sort them alphabetically or, you know, that you just had a lot of products. And it was difficult to create a site where you could have a lot of control over the design of the site and then just put a product on a page and sell it. That was the problem that I wanted to overcome with Cart 66. And so I was like, well, here's what we'll do. We'll just create this plugin. And it'll be this kind of a thing where it's just providing e-commerce functionality. No design, no layout, no anything. It's just like, take the product and put it on the page and sell it. And then use what's built into WordPress to organize all your content. So for example, if you wanted to have a store with like categories of products, well, categories are built right into WordPress. Like, you know, just like in a blog, how blogs can have categories. And then this was even before custom post types were even invented into WordPress. You could still do a lot with regard to organizing your store simply by using the tools built into WordPress at the time. And all I wanted to do was to be able to put a product on the page and sell it. Like, and I wanted it to be where I could sell it from any page I wanted. And so, for example, I didn't really have a specific product page on the website. Like the whole website was the product page, like, because there was so much education that needed to go on behind the scenes with regard to selling these headphones. Like, for example, like, what does it sound like in an office environment? What does it sound like outside? Like, if you want to wear headphones while you're mowing the lawn, what is it, you know, what is a decibel? And like, how many is like 29 decibels? Because like these headphones were supposed to reduce the ambient noise by 29 decibels. Well, what does that actually sound like? And so like, I would make all these different blog posts and, you know, And different use case scenarios, like language labs. You know, I used to sell a ton of these headphones to language labs and translation, like people that are trying to do like, you know, like transcription kind of stuff. And you know, so what would it sound like, and what would be the benefits? And then of course there's the music side, because another really cool thing about these headphones is they didn't bleed sound out into the mic. Like you there were closed back headphones. You put the headphones on, and like whatever you're hearing in the headphones isn't going to bleed out into the mic. So you could get these really, really clean audio tracks. So like, you know, giving demonstrations about that. So the point though is that like wherever I was talking about the headphones, like on whatever page, whether it's a blog post, a page of the site, the homepage, like if I wanted to run a sale or something, I just wanted to be able to put like a buy now button with like a little drop down to pick the color and the cord length and that sort of thing. And that was it. That's all I wanted out of the e-commerce set, you know, functionality with regard to, you know, selling these headphones. And so I built Cart 66 just to do that thing, basically to put a product on a page and sell it with as little fuss as possible and as much flexibility as possible, because I wanted to be able to use any theme I wanted. Like I didn't want to have to be restricted to a particular theme. I want to be able to use whatever I want. And if I change themes, I don't want it all break. And so I just wanted to be able to put the product on the page and sell it. And that was the origins of Cart 66. And so I've actually used Cart 66 to power like 3 or 4 different businesses. That was the first one. That was the origin of it. That's where it all got started. And the interesting thing that happened from that was, like, I didn't even build the plugin to sell the plugin. Like, I built the plugin to meet my own needs to be able to sell these headphones, because I was working with John and doing all this stuff with his headphones. And what happened, though, at the time is, you know, I would go to a couple of WordCamps and people would be like, hey, I saw your site. Like, how are you selling those headphones? Like, how's that working? And that's like, oh, well, I wrote this little plugin. And at the time, it wasn't even called Cart 66. I had to change the name at one point. But I was like, yeah, I just got this little plugin. Like, well, can I use the plugin? It's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I hadn't really thought about like selling it to anyone. So I would just let a couple people. I was just like, here, let me just email you the zip file of the plugin. And they would start to use it. And then I was like, well, I guess I ought to, you know, maybe I could just, you know, put it into the WordPress repo or whatever. And then I got a call from Automattic. Like somebody from Automattic actually called me on the actual phone. And we start having this conversation. And she's like, hey, we want to use Cart 66 for the WP Swag store, but you know, we can't use a plugin. Like we only like to use plugins that are in the WordPress repository. Can you put this plugin in the repository so that we can, you know, use it ourselves? And then I begin to think, well, good grief. Well, if I do that, how can I support it? Like a lot of people might use it and ask me to do things like enhance it and support and things like that. And she was like, well, just make a paid and a pro version and, you know, just, you know, let people use it for free. And then if they want support, they can hire you or pay you for the support. It's like, okay. So then we had two different plugins. We had like this free version and then the paid version. And that was the beginning of Cart 66. And it went all the way to the top to the point where Automattic was actually using Cart 66 at the WP Swag store for a while, up until they ended up acquiring WooCommerce from WooThemes and everything. So that was kind of the origins of it. And then I was like, well, now that we've got this pro version, like, how do we sell that? Like, how do we sell a plugin on WordPress? And so, you know, I powered Cart 66 with Cart 66 for a really long time. And so digital files, sales and where do you store the digital file if you want to sell it, that kind of stuff. All the questions that kind of come into, managing and doing digital files and so forth came into the equation. And then so there was the headphones business, and there was actually selling the plugin with the plugin. So there's like digital file kind of business. And then the third business I started about a year and a half ago was DoubleStack, which is, you know, that's what we talk a lot about here on Tuesdays, which is like the business development side of things. So I created this online course, and the entire online course is powered financially by Cart 66, in the sense that Cart 66 takes the payment for the course, and it's it restricts the content so that you have, you know, member access to the course materials and things like that. And so that's a really simple and awesome use case scenario too, because like there's a couple things I really wanted to make sure were kind of in place with that from a technical perspective. One was like I want people to be able to pay with a credit card or PayPal, so I wanted to have multiple gateways in the mix. I'm going to talk about gateways here in just a second. And I wanted to be able to say, hey, I want to restrict content either by a page or a post or an entire post category, you know, lots of different ways to restrict the content so that, you know, somebody pays for something and then they can get it. Same thing with Cart 66 too. It's like, I wanted it to be the case where if somebody buys Cart 66, then they can have like premium access to some more tutorials and, you know, like help, you know, like all the paid support stuff that kind of came with it. so that there could be a differentiation between like the free people using the plugin versus people that had paid for like premium support. So there's that kind of content separation that all got powered with Cart 66. And it's all just one plugin. There's no add-ons or extensions. Well, there's one. So Cart 66 has a maximum of two plugins. There's the main plugin itself that enables you to like put products on pages and sell them. And then, I don't know, a couple of years ago, we decided to break off like the membership, like the content restriction control part of it, into a second free plugin. So we don't charge for the plugin. Like if you use Cart 66, you can optionally install the members, you know, Cart 66 members plugin, which enables you to do all that content restriction on your own WordPress site. But then what happened was another really interesting kind of game-changing thing, which was payment security became a much more interesting thing to consider, because like PCI compliance and all of this other stuff started coming up, and it became increasingly difficult to run a PCI compliant store. And not just that, but other things began to pop up. Like as hundreds and hundreds of people started using Cart 66, we began to realize, hey, you know, like people are struggling with very common problems. One common problem was, people aren't getting their email receipts, because most WordPress plugins at the time, and even today, when somebody would buy something, they would use WordPress to send the email. And WordPress tends to use like the open relay server, the web host and all that stuff, rather than like an actual SMTP server. And so you couldn't really rely on the email receipts making it into people's inboxes, because they'd oftentimes be flagged as spam or not even make it to servers at all, because of the configuration of the web server trying to act like an email server, and everything gets messed up. So we're like, okay, well, email's a big problem. Another big problem was where do I store the digital file? Like if I want to sell a file, like an actual like a PDF or a plugin or music or an ebook or any kind of a digital file, do you want to sell that? Well, where do you put it so that people can't just directly link to it? Because if you stick it in like your WP uploads folder, then it's, you know, as soon as somebody gets a link to it, they can just, you know, share that link and it's out there. So in order to overcome that, you'd have to do a couple things. You'd usually have to do some sort of a web server tweak in order to kind of like lock down a certain set of folders or something. You know, like it was just a difficult thing. Like you had to do something kind of technical, and a lot of people were just kind of woo over their heads in terms of what they wanted to kind of set up with regard to like locking down their actual product files while still giving like free and open access to like the actual images that are, you know, on the design of the site and things like that. And so we're like, well, okay, yeah, digital file storage, that's a problem. So what can we do about that? And then, you know, PCI compliance was a huge problem, because people were just like passing credit cards over the internet and like to payment gateways, just like kind of raw. And that's a huge, huge problem. And then when like the, so PCI means payment card industry. And, you know, so basically what it means is like the people that run credit cards like MasterCard and Visa, they got together and came up with like a list of requirements that you need to put together in order to have like a really secure site. And so we're like, well, good grief, you know, some of those requirements are just prohibitively expensive for most people that want to run a store. Like, for example, you can't have FTP as an open protocol, because it's insecure. Like FTP is not a secure thing, you know, passwords and whatever, just kind of getting, you know, flinged across the network in clear text. So you have to disable FTP to have a PCI compliant server. You have to keep your database on a completely dedicated physical server compared to the rest of the site, which is a big problem because WordPress uses a database. So now you have to have two different databases. One is the database that deals with e-commerce. The other is the database that runs WordPress. And now you have multiple servers in the mix. And the list just goes on and on. It's like this huge thing when you're trying to like fill out these requirements documents to make sure that your site is secure. So I thought, hey, you know what? We've got to build in some like secure connected services into Cart 66 to overcome these issues. Now, some of them were less of an issue today than they were back then. One of them being was PCI compliance. Like Stripe is out now, and you can use, you know, Stripe JS to kind of use JavaScript to sort of secure the connection in terms of passing credit card data. But you still have the problem with like, where do you store the digital files? How do you do the whole email problems? You know, how do you overcome all of that? And what about the gateways? There's so many different gateways. What if you're using a gateway that doesn't have Stripe JS? Like, what do you do about that? And, you know, so how do you overcome that kind of an issue? Like, what if you wanted to use authorized.net, which even to this day, as far as I know, doesn't have like a tokenization or JavaScript implementation to securely pass credit card data around. Like, how do you figure all that out? And so we said, what we're going to do is we're going to build like a cloud section of Cart 66 that can power those things. So to overcome the email problem, we set up an SMTP server. And so it's like, hey, anytime, you know, an e-commerce email gets sent, like somebody buys something, they need to renew a membership for something, whatever, you know, there's a bunch of different things that you can do with regard to email marketing through Cart 66. And we wanted to make sure those emails got delivered. So we send all of them through like an actual SMTP server. So we hook it all up to SendGrid and we pass like everybody who buys anything through a Cart 66 store, those email receipts get sent through SendGrid, which we configure so that it's a legit SMTP server. And it's all kind of just bundled into the price. Another thing is file storage. So rather than trying to, you know, require each customer to say, well, I'm going to set up a Dropbox account, or I'm going to configure my server to somehow be more secure or whatever, and, you know, put like .htaccess files around or whatever. Rather than doing that, you know, just upload the file right through the Cart 66 admin on the cloud side. And we store it all on Amazon S3. And so anytime anybody buys anything, we temporarily unlock the file, create like this temporary download link, which basically unlocks the file for a brief, like 5 minutes. And then, you know, when people click the download button, they're downloading that. So even if they were to share the link, you know, 5 minutes later, they'd have to get a fresh new one and the old one doesn't work anymore. So that solves the problem of securing the actual digital content. And you can do other, you can set things up to like limit the number of times people download things and things like that. But the overall point is, you know, you don't have to worry about where you store the files anymore. You just upload them into the Cart 66 cloud and there they are. And then gateways. It's like we support almost, at one point, we're supporting over 100 different payment gateways. We're whittling that back now, but we're still well over 50. The reason we're kind of whittling it back is because there's some gateways that just very, very few people use. And it was just too much work to try to keep it all straight, to try to, like, you know, anytime anybody updates, like any of the payment gateways update their APIs or whatever, to try to keep all that straight was just, it just wasn't worth it for certain gateways that just were so seldom used. And so, but even still, I mean, we cover like PayPal and Stripe and Authorize.net and Braintree and like pretty much anything that you can think of. I'm sure it's probably covered. It's over, well over 50 different gateways are in the mix. And all of them are just free. You just go in there and can say, hey, I want to use Stripe, and boom, you just use Stripe. Or I want to use Authorize.net, and you just select it from a dropdown, and boom, there it is. So you don't have to like buy a new plugin or do any of that other stuff. And so the point that I'm trying to make behind all of that is that it's just so easy. It's just such an easy, simplistic approach compared to kind of going around the internet, like what everybody else seems to be doing with regard to their implementation of e-commerce on WordPress is, you know, here's the core of the plugin, like the way WooCommerce works or whatever. Here's like the core thing, and anybody can use it for free. But the reality is you got to buy a couple of extensions or add-ons to pretty much get anything going on. And so you end up then saying, well, I need an extension for my gateway. And then I need an extension because I want to do recurring payments. And then I want an extension because I want to use those recurring payments to mean membership access. And then I need an extension because I want to do, you know, different product options in my, for my, you know, product or whatever. And then I, you know, so you end up with all these different extensions. And a lot of times the extensions are from different authors. You know, like they don't all come from Automattic. Like there's third-party developers. And so now you've got all these different licenses for all these different people, and they renew at all these different times. Because like, what if you start up your store, you run it for a month or two, and you're like, oh, you know what? I want to do like real-time shipping now. And so that's another thing that's built right into Cart 66. That's another one of those secure connected services. It just ties right into a bunch of different, you know, shipping like FedEx, UPS, you know, even Canada Post, and, you know, different things for global shipping and things like that. But like, what if you run your store at first? You're like, hey, I don't want that, or I don't need it. And then you're like, yeah, you know, actually, I think I do. And then you go buy that. So now you have like some of your plugins renewing, you know, in January, say, and then you bought that plugin in like, you know, June. And so now it's like plugins are just renewing, and the more plugins you buy, and the more at the more different times, the more it just becomes kind of out of control. And that was something that I didn't like. Like, I was like, I don't want to do that. How can you slim it down? How can you not have that? And here's another thing too. Like, and this is a controversial decision, but again, it's for the point of not having to make things so complicated, which is when people buy something from Cart 66, it does not create a WordPress user account for the person who made the purchase, for the customer. And so, because that's like almost all of the plugins that I'm aware of, like Easy Digital Downloads, WooCommerce, those are the big ones, I guess. Like when somebody buys something, like a WordPress user account with this custom role gets created, and then like all the order history and so forth kind of gets tied to that user. And then when the user wants to log in and kind of look at their order history, they then like get into WordPress. And so what I was thinking was, I don't really want people in WordPress. It's like, just because somebody bought something, I don't want them in the WordPress admin. I don't want to have to lock all that down. And, you know, I don't want to have to fiddle with all of that if I don't have to. So wouldn't it be better if it was external? So we put that in the cloud. So the cloud side of Cart 66, which is a dramatically different approach to WordPress e-commerce from everything else that's out there, it includes a couple of things. It includes the product definitions. And all of this is running on a separate PCI-compliant secured server. And so like product prices, you know, all of that's in the server. So if for whatever reason your WordPress site ever got hacked, none of your e-commerce data, which includes products, prices, customer information, customer billing data, customer shipping information, like all of that stuff is in the cloud, untouched by any sort of a WordPress hack that might occur. So then what happens if the site ever gets hacked? Then you just restore the site from a backup or whatever, and you don't have to worry about any of your customer data ever being exposed because of the hack, because it's not in WordPress. It's in the cloud. And so, but that's like an intellectually like different thing. It's like if you're used to using WooCommerce or something else, and you're like, well, why am I doing two different things? Well, the dividing line is actually pretty clear. And on one side, the cloud side, you've got the products, which is like products, product definitions, like, you know, how many different, you know, variations of the product or whatever are there, like color, size, you know, materials, like whatever the different things are that you're selling. You can have as many different like variations as you want in the product. And it's all hanging out in the cloud, untamperable from WordPress. Another really nice benefit of that is you don't have to go into like a custom post type layout to build the product, which I have found to be kind of cumbersome. Like I build WooCommerce sites, not all the time, but from time to time. Like I've got certain clients running on WooCommerce, and I'm going to get to when WooCommerce is better than Cart 66 here in a second. But the cool thing about having that cloud interface is it's so easy to put things together. Like literally within less than a minute, you can have a product built and ready to sell, even if it's a subscription. Like one of the things that we added to the mix was like, sometimes you want to sell stuff on a recurring basis. Like you want to have multiple payments or ongoing payments until someone cancels. The difference between those two would be like, what if you want to set up a payment plan where somebody's going to pay you $500, $100 a month over 5 months? You know, that would be something that you could set up very easily. It's all just built right in. Or if you said, hey, it's going to be $100 a month until you cancel, you know, that could be built in too. So that's all like subscription stuff. Another thing is we also have memberships. The difference between subscriptions and memberships is that subscriptions automatically renew, automatically like rebill your client whenever they, you know, whenever the, you know, the term is set up. A membership is pretty much the same thing. It's still like has a time span to it, but it doesn't renew automatically. It's still on the customer to say, yeah, I want to renew for another year or whatever. So kind of the way that most people used to sell WordPress plugins, where you kind of get a year worth of support. And then if you want the next year, you as a customer have to do something to get it. Like you say, yeah, and click a button and get a renewed membership. Whereas a subscription just auto bills. And so you have the choice. You can pick one or the other to kind of control the way you do the products. But if you have either a membership or a subscription, you can use that type of a product to then restrict access to content on your site for some reason, because there's a time frame there. And even if you set it to lifetime, as like a lifetime time frame, those are the types of products. And that would be a different type of a product than if you sold like a printer or something like that, or a laptop to somebody, or a t-shirt or a hat, where, you know, you buy the product, but it doesn't mean anything on the website. So all of that is just kind of baked in, and it's all hanging out in the cloud, and it's super secure, super easy to put together. And at the end of the day, what you end up with is basically a short code, is the ultimate implementation of it. So you go back into WordPress, and then you can put these little short codes anywhere on any page or any post, whatever. And when that happens, the short code basically pulls in the product definition and will display like a product form. So for example, if you're accustomed to using like Gravity Forms, For one of the things that I've used Cart 66 for is like registrations for events, or like going to camp, or like even if it was like an event sort of like like a WordCamp, you know, where you want to collect a lot of information about, like, you know, what does somebody want for lunch? You know, do they have any, you know, how many tickets do they need? You know, so there's a quantity field. There's like, you know, what's your t-shirt size? You know, all of these different things that you would need to, you know, do you have allergies or do you have any health needs or whatever? You know, all these things you can put in the form, and then you basically buy the form, you know what I mean? You're like, you fill out the form and you hit buy it. In the same, and Gravity Forms is a solution that has that same kind of a concept built in. But, and so again, like what we talked about in the beginning, there's more than one way to pull things together. Like if that's all you need, then, you know, you could use Gravity Forms or you could use Cart 66. The benefit of Cart 66 is you actually get a shopping cart, you get coupons. If you needed to ship anything that was, you know, like say somebody signs up to go to an event and then you're going to ship them a ticket, you know, like you're going to mail them a ticket or something like that. Well, then you can collect shipping information and so forth as well. There's a legit actual shopping cart. So it's not just adding, it's not just buying an individual form. You could potentially say, I want, you know, fill out the form, add it for yourself. Like you're going to register yourself to go to an event and then you do that. And then you also want to register your friends. So you can go through and do that. And now you've got two tickets in the cart and then you can buy both of them at the same time. That's something Gravity Forms can't do because it doesn't have the concept of a shopping cart. And so another feature in Cart 66 that's also really slick is you have the ability to do these like buy now links. So you can like bypass the shopping cart if you want to. So for example, say you're going to send out an email newsletter and you've got, you know, a new t-shirt that you're selling and you only want to offer it to the people on your newsletter first. And so you create this newsletter, you put a buy now link in it for the t-shirt or whatever, and then people can click that link and then they bypass the whole site. And what happens is they land on the checkout page with the product in the cart and they just enter in their billing information and buy it. And so that's really, really cool. In fact, I actually use that for a lot of different things. So, like if somebody wanted to like register for DoubleStack or whatever, like I could email them a link and take them right to the checkout page and things like that without them having to click add to cart and, you know, bop around through like this whole checkout process. It's like legit like a one page checkout and the product's already ready to go. So all of that's kind of in the mix. And that is a really cool scenario for how you might want to use the product. And so a couple of other scenarios where it's really cool for people that are like web designers, like how have I used it? Like the fourth way that I've used it is as a web designer, like as someone who runs a web agency, I actually use Cart 66 for like invoice payments, for billing for hosting, for clients that are on some kind of like marketing monthly retainer of some sort. So what I'll do is say I send out an invoice to somebody, you know, you can go to my website /pay, maybe something like that. And then there'd be a form on there and the form would say, hey, enter your invoice number and how much you want to pay and then click pay. And then you just have this kind of open cash register for letting people pay for invoices and so forth whenever they want. Another option is you can actually create like a product, like a separate product for each invoice and just, you know, mail them a buy now link for, you know, paying for that particular invoice. It just depends on how you want to do it. The way that I've done it is I just have a single product where people just type how much they want to pay and they do it. And I link them up to, I collect the invoice number, people then type in what they want to pay and then they hit buy it. And that's also a way that you could accept donations or any sort of like name your own price kind of a product where you just type in however much you want to pay and then you pay it. And so that's how donations work. And you can set minimums, like you can say, hey, you can pay however much you want, but you have to pay at least 10 bucks or something like that. Or you can set maximums too. You can say, you can pay however much you want, but you can't pay more than 500 bucks, you know, whatever it is. So you can set thresholds if you want to. But the whole concept of like the name your own price kind of thing is all just baked right in too. And that's really helpful for like getting invoices paid. Web hosting is another one where you can say, hey, you know, sign up for, you know, the web hosting package. It's 100 bucks a month and it includes whatever. And then you just send people a link and now they're, you know, getting billed month to month with a credit card for web hosting. Even if you can even set it up in such a way where if you were kind of selling web hosting kind of sight unseen, you could do that as well, where you just have a form where you're like, hey, enter in your whatever information you need to collect in order to set up the account, like the domain name, you know, which package that you want, if you're offering multiple packages, how much storage space they need, you know, whatever it might be, you know, whatever the requirements of your package are, you can, you know, configure all of that into a form. And then as they choose different options in the form, the price of the product can change. And then, you know, you hit buy now and shazam, now they're getting billed every single month for whatever, you know, whatever they just bought. And that's a really cool way to sell web hosting. And then another thing is like, you know, like say you do SEO or, you know, Facebook ads or some kind of marketing plan or whatever for folks. And you want to say, hey, you know, just here's what it's going to cost you month to month. Just go to my website, sign up. And now you've got recurring revenue coming in for yourself. And then that also means that you can help your clients set up recurring revenue for them. So say, for example, you work with like a gym, like somebody who does like gym memberships or personal trainers or something like that. You could put a button on their site where people click it and they kind of get on the month-to-month package that they offer. And they, keep in mind, the recurring revenue doesn't have to link to anything online. Like it could be a month-to-month package for mowing my lawn or something like that. You know, like you could if you work with a lawn care company, you could say, you know, I'm going to put a couple of different, you know, packages together for you to sell lawn care. And, you know, I'll come cut your grass for, you know, $500 a month or, you know, whatever the price may be all year long or all summer long. And again, keep in mind, you can say this is a 6-month package and you just stop billing people after 6 months and they just, you know, enter their credit card once, get billed 6 times. And by the time the 6 months are over, the summer is over too, and you're not cutting grass anymore. So that's an option if you want to configure it that way. And but the cool thing is, you've got this recurring revenue coming in and it's tied to you like doing something completely offline, like cutting grass or, you know, you're doing personal training or psychology sessions is something that I've set up or dietary counseling or coaching programs, you know, that you do over the phone or over Skype or something like that. People can just pay you month to month right over, you know, with Cart66 like this, handling all the payments. And a side note too, is if anybody ever needed to update their billing information, then they can log into this, to the secure customer portal and, you know, change their own billing information. Like say their credit card's expiring and they need a new one, they can stick that in there. Or if, you know, whatever, you know, if they move and they need to change their address, you know, or add a different, you know, shipping address or whatever, they can do that. And another really cool feature too is like, say you're selling like actual products on your site and you've got a couple products, say you got, you know, 50, 100 products going on, you know, to the point where you might think people will come back and buy something else later. What you can do is, as people are checking out, you can have an option to say, hey, you know, if you want to save your shipping and billing information, you know, click here. And then people can do that. And then they have an account. So the next time they come to shop, then it's, you know, all of the billing and shipping information is all filled out for them once they sign into their account. Kind of like Amazon in that sense, where you don't have to always enter in your billing information. You just put stuff in the cart, you're on the checkout page, it's pre-filled, ready to roll, and you just click buy. And so that makes repeat purchases really slick and easy too. And then again, anytime anybody needs to change any of that stuff, it's all in the cloud. So they're not logging into WordPress to manage any of that. And so therefore you don't have to have all of your, you know, all of that crazy security on your WordPress site to make sure your site's PCI compliant, because it's not in your WordPress site. It's in the Cart66, you know, cloud part. So so that's kind of a really big distinctive behind behind how Cart66 works. It's got all of these different kind of things. But here's the other thing. It's not like Cart66 is not the best solution under all situations. So for example, if you've got, you know, thousands of products, or like pretty much if you have anything more than like 100 or 200 products, something in that area, then you're getting into the realm where, you know, maybe you really are setting up a store where maybe you want to, you know, search by different kinds of, you know, categories and pricing and, you know, whatever, and you want the help of a theme to sort of help organize all those products and things like that. Well, that's where WooCommerce really shines. So here's a couple of different situations where WooCommerce is better than Cart66. And the truth really is, there is overlapping functionality between Cart66 and WooCommerce, but I don't view them as like head-to-head competitors, because you would use them, in my view at least, that they're used in such dramatically different ways from one another that it's more of a situation on like, what kind of a store am I setting up? And then you can choose which product you want to use, and it's pretty clear cut. So for example, if you've got a lot of products, especially physical products, like I think WooCommerce really excels when you have a pretty high volume, a pretty high number of physical products that you intend to ship somewhere. I think that's kind of the sweet spot for WooCommerce. Because if you were trying to sell like subscriptions or digital products, like if you wanted to sell digital products, I think Cart66 is a much cleaner solution. I think Easy Digital Downloads is a much cleaner solution than WooCommerce is when it comes to digital stuff. But when it comes to like physical products with shipping and various tax rates all over the world and, you know, all the different kinds of things, you know, and you want the help of a theme to kind of organize your store in a way that makes, you know, searching through different categories and things like that really easy, then WooCommerce is really great because there's themes built specifically for WooCommerce that does all that cool stuff. And, you know, that's great. And there's also lots of add-ons. So like if you find that you need a feature that isn't covered from Cart 66, like say you have a unique need, like say, for example, you had you're selling alcohol and you have to do age restricted sales. Well, that's a feature that's not built into Cart 66. It's kind of a unique thing. It's not often that people need to do that sort of a thing. And so we haven't built anything like that into Cart 66, but there's add-ons for WooCommerce that can let you do that, where you can do kind of age restricted sales. Another thing to keep in mind is, if you need your, like the people that purchase something, you need that to interact with something else that's going on in WordPress. Like say, for example, you sold something and now you want people to have an account on BBPress or something like that, like in a forum. And all of that's kind of running off these WordPress users. Keep in mind that when somebody buys something in Cart 66, it doesn't create a WordPress user account. It creates the customers in the cloud. And so you're not going to be able to very easily connect that to like a BBPress forum. Whereas on WooCommerce, there's extensions for that where you can you can tie that bridge together. So that's another example. Another example is point of sale or like in-person transactions. Like you've got somebody who maybe they sell jewelry and they do it most of the time, like face to face, like in different kinds of, you know, get togethers or whatever. And you want to like physically like swipe a card. Well, we don't have anything like that with Cart 66. It's like what Cart 66 is pretty much all online stuff. Now there's things that you can do. Like if on occasion you go to a place where you want to do face-to-face transactions, well, you can just bring your iPad or your laptop or whatever, and just kind of bring up your order form and just kind of like buy it online in person, you know, like that. That requires an internet connection and you're not swiping the card. So that's something to keep in mind, because WooCommerce has integrations with like point of sale and terminals and face-to-face transactions. And you can even get these little nubbin things that kind of you can stick into your phone or whatever and like physically swipe the card. And, you know, so that would be a reason where you might want to go with WooCommerce. But all the other scenarios that we just talked about, you know, I think that Cart 66 makes it so much easier and faster and more secure and simpler to put together what seems to me, like in my experience, is about 80% of people's needs. And so that's kind of why I wanted to come in here and talk about all of that. Oh, here's another one. So like Easy Digital Downloads. I built a site with Easy Digital Downloads where I was, we actually built a WordPress plugin that we wanted to sell. And Easy Digital Downloads is really cool for that, because you've got the ability to, now you have to do a little more technical stuff to like secure where you store the file. Like I think we ended up setting up a Dropbox account and connecting Easy Digital Downloads to Dropbox. And it wasn't really all that hard. I mean, it was more work than doing nothing, but it wasn't like a huge pain. And but they also had a licensing add-on so that you could manage the licenses for the plugin all within WordPress. And that was pretty cool, because Cart 66 doesn't have a WordPress licensing add-on extension like Easy Digital Downloads does. And so that was pretty cool. But again, it was more work to pull it all together. For example, like, you know, once you had to like set up the website to make sure that when people logged in, it looked good. And there's a lot of CSS and like custom CSS we had to write to kind of make sure that the experience was clean and consistent and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I think it was worth it, because you get the added benefit of, you know, the whole licensing thing is all managed for you. And so you can like, you know, renewals and revoking licenses when people cancel it, or, you know, all of that kind of stuff is all kind of built right in to Easy Digital Downloads. So like if you were in the situation where you wanted to sell a plugin or sell some software that had licensing associated with it, then Easy Digital Downloads is probably going to be the best way to go, because I don't think WooCommerce has anything for like software licensing. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I don't know of anything like that. And it's certainly not baked in and kind of ready to go like the Easy Digital Downloads is. But keep in mind that you're still going to have to do some significant work. I think it probably took maybe 3 days of actual, you know, all day long work to kind of make that happen. Now, granted, that's a heck of a lot faster than if I had to hand code it all from scratch. You know, like I didn't have to hand code any of the license managing stuff, but I did have to hand code like making sure that logging in and logging out and getting the customer reports, you know, not the customer reports, but getting the customer like portal part, you know, like to check their license and all that stuff without having access to all of the WordPress admin. Like there's another add-on you have to install to kind of block access to the admin. So there's ways to go about it. It's just cumbersome. And so like if you were selling music or something like that, or something that didn't have licensing on it, that where you put in like a license code, well, see, Card 66 is a lot easier. So for example, music, for that example, say you're working with like a musician or a band and they've got, you know, a dozen songs, you can upload the songs into the cloud. And then once the individual MP3s are there, then what you can do is you can sell each song individually as, you know, a single track, or you can bundle them without having to re-upload them. You can say, I want to have, you know, all 12 files in like an album. And then you can have people buy the album for maybe a reduced price compared to individually buying all the tracks. And all you can do all of that just by uploading the files one time. So you don't have to have multiple copies of the MP3s or anything. You can just kind of, you know, pluck them off. And they're all stored in S3, Amazon S3. So it's all fast and secure. And, you know, they've got their own kind of content delivery network all kind of baked into the mix. All of which you don't have to worry about at all because you just upload them to the cloud and it just does its thing. And there you go. And so that's just so much easier than having to like, you know, hand roll all of that stuff. And it's really cheap. It's like, so there's the two different price points as it stands today. It starts at $19 a month for like the what we call the essential plan for Cart 66. And then there's $49 per month, which gives you everything else. And the reason we split it up into those two different sections is because sometimes you just need the kind of functionality that maybe you could get from Gravity Forms or something like that, where you just build this form. You want people to basically pay for the form, you know, like they're registering for camp, or, you know, it's just and you only sell one product like the headphones and you don't need the concept of a shopping cart or whatever. And you just want to, you know, do that. But then you also want to be able to handle coupons or maybe also have people buy multiple, multiple quantities of the same thing, but just slightly different variations of the features. You know, you can add that to the mix. But you don't really need the recurring billing and the subscriptions and the membership or the content restriction. You don't need all that. You just want to sell something or like take invoice payments, like, you know, like set up a page in your site where people can just, your clients can just pay your invoices online. And you just want to just have that there or accept donations or something like that. But you don't really care about ongoing donations. It's just like a fundraiser, like a one-time kind of a thing. You know, that would be an example where, you know, $19 a month gets you everything that you need. And that's awesome. Or you might say, you know, I want to do more than that. Like I want to do an online course. Or I want to run like an online magazine, or I want to set up recurring payments or something like that. Like pretty much the dividing line comes between, do you need to store customer information and billing information? Because if you do, then we've got to do more work on our side to secure all that stuff. And thus the increase in the price. You know, if we're storing billing information, shipping information, the customer portal, you need that stuff for the repeat payments and for the, repeat payments, I guess, is kind of broken into two things. There's the repeat payments, meaning that like your subscription renews on a recurring basis, but also the repeat kind of payment where you buy something at a site, but then you come back in later and you don't want to have to fill out all your billing information. You want to do a repeat purchase. So anyway, all that is to say, if you're going to store all that kind of stuff, then you got to bump up to what we call the complete plan, which is all the features, the whole kit and caboodle is all in that. And that's $49 a month. So what I think you'll find is that the price point is incredibly competitive on the low end side for just like the essential stuff that you want to do. And it's significantly less expensive than if you're going to try to, you know, mash up all the WooCommerce plugins that you would need in order to achieve the subscriptions and the restricted content and, you know, the all the different payment gateways and all that kind of stuff. I think you'll find that Cart 66 comes in significantly less expensive than it would be to try to mash all that other stuff together. And you don't have to do the mashing. It's like, it's just sitting there. It's one plugin. And if you want to do restrict content on your site, you can install a second one, which comes for free as an optional free download. So that's kind of how the price point all works with all of that. And if you want to try it out, it's free. The way it works is a 14-day free trial. And you just sign up, you get access to the complete set of features during the free trial, and then you can try it all out. Keeping in mind, though, it's a dramatically different experience because you're working in two environments. You've got your WordPress site where you have the content and the copy and the design and the layout and all of that stuff, including the product descriptions. Like you can, you know, all of that stuff. Some of the features that are in the plugin side that I haven't touched on yet, it does so many things, but one that's really cool is customer reviews. So like, say you've got a product and you want to collect reviews about that product. Well, that's another short code that you can put into the mix as well. And so now, like, if you're selling a watch or whatever, and you want somebody to review the watch, they can give, like, you know, a 5-star review plus their name, plus what they want to say about it. And the cool thing about that is, in addition to being able to display those reviews right there on the product page, well, what if you're talking about the watch in a blog post and you want to put the reviews on the blog post? Well, you can just take the short code and also put it on the blog page. And now you've got all the reviews for that product in that place. And so I think what you can see now is the way that we architected the system goes all the way back to when I first started trying to sell those headphones. It's like that mentality of saying, I just want to put a thing on a page and sell it is really the concept, whether the thing is the actual payment form, the product order form, or also maybe the customer reviews or both. And so that's kind of how all that stuff works. And it's all just bundled in. It's like you don't have to keep buying stuff. Everything, all the features are built by us in-house. Like, there's no third-party integrations with licensing and support from different people or any of that stuff. It's all supported by us. And it works great for a lot of situations. It's certainly been something that has been really great for me. And I mean, it's literally brought in, you know, well over $1 million of revenue for each of those businesses that I was talking about. Like, you know, we sold tons of headphones. I don't know if the headphones thing brought over $1 million. That's a lot of headphones, but it was certainly hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, the double stack membership course, the agency itself that I've been running all these years, Card66 itself, you know, all of those things. So like, if you're worried about can't handle the volume of your transactions or whatever, it's like, that's not an issue. So that's kind of how it all lays out. And that's kind of where we are today in 2019 with regard to WordPress e-commerce. There's a lot of things that you can do. There's tons of different plugins out there. You know, WooCommerce is usually kind of the default thing that people fall back on. And again, like, a lot of the stuff we talked about that you can do in Card66, you can also do in WooCommerce. It's just a little more clunky. There's more fuss into it. You know, you have to put more effort into it. And I just don't feel like the experience is that great. And that's the whole point of why we wanted to put Card66 together and keep it going. Well, we started Card66 before WooCommerce was even JigoShop or whatever. So that's a whole nother thing we can talk about, the origins of WooCommerce, if anybody's interested in that. But that caused a big stir in the WordPress community when they basically forked someone else's plugin to make WooCommerce. But so why do we? The reason we kept Card66 running, even though WooCommerce was there and kind of sucked all the air out of the room for most people, is because it's just such a better experience. It's like every time I'm setting up a store or running my own store, I find myself thinking, man, I really like this. It's so quick and easy. And it's like, once you kind of get over the learning curve where you're like, okay, the product definitions and the pricing and the different product options and the customer data and all that stuff is here in the cloud. And then I just put short codes on my website to put the product order forms wherever I want. Then it becomes really, really quick to, you know, to put things together. Like, you want to change the price of a product, you want to make a new product, you know, whatever you want to do, run a coupon or whatever. It's like, it's just so fast. And then, of course, maybe later, and we've already gone almost an hour here, but we can later on talk about the connection between like email marketing and things like that. There's an entire messaging system built into Card66, so you can email people in the future if you to kind of upsell different related products and things like that. So, and that's also something we're actually going to be building out even in greater detail in the future. But yeah, there's that. So that's kind of what I wanted to lay out there. Just kind of put it out there. If you're in the situation where maybe you just want to sell a particular product, or you have like some kind of a registration form, or you want to have invoice payments, or you want to have recurring payments, or you want to set up an online course or a members area, you know, that kind of stuff is all packed right into Card66. And it's really simple to kind of set up. Again, you got to get over the little learning curve about, you know, what goes where. But once you get over that, I think that you'll find your speed to development and time to market for your project is a lot faster, with a lot less fuss over all of the different kinds of things that you kind of have to put into the mix. So there we go. So if you have any questions or you want to try it out, like, you know, the greatest thing to do is just go try it out. Head over to card66.com, sign up for a free trial, and, you know, give it a shot and see what you think. And if you have any questions, our support team can help you out. That's another big thing. Like, if you want help setting up, we even sell this thing called a launch pack, where we'll actually, somebody from our support team will like get into the mix and actually like set things up for you, because you get the secure hosted payment page that you can theme and skin with your own WordPress theme. That's another really nice feature. Like the payment form, like the actual page where people check out, is also on the cloud rather than on the WordPress site. Whereas the rest of the store is all in WordPress, but that checkout page is in the cloud, so that the payments are all secure and you don't have to worry about that. You could, if theoretically, you could even run your entire store without an SSL certificate, which you would not want to do for other reasons, but in terms of the security and the e-commerce and all that stuff, since the checkout happens in the cloud, you don't even have to worry about even that level of security. And but the cool thing is, you can skin that checkout page with your WordPress theme. It's a feature we call Page Slurp. And basically what you do is you just click a button in the cloud, and then it kind of brings in all the assets from your WordPress site. So it basically slurps up the design for your theme. And so now your checkout page literally looks identical to the rest of your site, because it is. It's just a copy of your CSS, your HTML, your graphics, all that stuff is hanging out on that slurped page. And so that way, when people are navigating around on your site and they go to check out, there's no visual disconnect. There's no like, oh, well, I'm somewhere else now. Like, you know, like when you go to buy something through like PayPal and you're like, you're clearly on somebody's WordPress site, and then you click to like actually pay, and then you're like, you know, taken way off, and now you're over, you're clearly on PayPal's site, and then you bounce back later on, and it's like it's a jarring visual disconnect. Well, it doesn't work at all like that in Cart 66, unless you're using PayPal. But the but like if you're just collecting a credit card payment, when you get to the checkout page, there's no visual disconnect. The only thing that changes is the URL at the top, which you can customize with your own subdomain. So it can be like mystore.cart66.com or whatever. And it looks just like the rest of your pages, because you've skinned it with your actual WordPress theme, all by just clicking a button. You don't have to like log in and like write any code or anything to make that happen. But if you find that to be confusing or hard, you know, that's what the launch pack is for. We set up the payment page for you, show you how to set up a product as an example product, and just make sure all the different pieces are connected in together. The only thing, one of the main things that the launch pack does not cover is we don't touch anyone else's payment gateway. So like we'll tell you how to do it, like where to get your secret key and things like that, but we don't go into there. It's like, you know, your gateway is your gateway. We don't go into it. So that's the only thing that we don't touch, you know, ourselves. But with regard to your WordPress site, setting up products, getting membership content squared away, getting that page slurp thing taken care of, making sure that everything's all good to go, we can do that. And it's kind of show you how to get things going right off the bat. So there we go. So if you want to try it out, head over to cart66.com and give it a shot. If you have any questions about features or, you know, features you'd like to see changed or added, you know, go ahead and let me know about that here. And like as you begin to launch e-commerce stores of different types, you know, just kind of, you know, let me know and I'll check them out with you and see if there's anything I can do to kind of help with, you know, from either the technical side or the marketing side. So there you go. So I really enjoyed it. It was really fun talking about this stuff with you guys. And I'm going to go ahead and close this down for the day, but definitely let me know if there's anything else that I can do to help. Just go ahead and, you know, I'll keep an eye on this thread throughout the week with regard to these comments. So fantastic, guys. High five. Boop. And see you next Tuesday for another one of our double stack workshops. Take care, guys.